Scatman's Avenue. Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half-price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Benders, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down.
Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town. Population you?
Population Beck Perrigan.
Oh, baby.
That is a combination of the last names of our two amazing guests, Naomi and Andy from Couples Therapy.
Couples Therapy
podcast.
I assume that you guys have dealt with a lot of dumb stuff in Couples Therapy, just in the podcast.
Well,
in the podcast, in our own couples therapy.
In your own couples therapy.
Oh, yeah.
In life as an interracial couple.
Yeah, I'm sure people just can't handle that in any way, shape, or form.
People don't think we're together.
Yeah.
Like, literally, we got into a Lyft, and the Lyft driver was like,
do you know, did you both order this at the same time?
He was shocked.
Yeah. So they think that he works for you. That's how
no, see, I think they think I'm his nurse. You know what I mean? I think that's the dynamic.
I mean, you do wheel me around.
That is odd, and you are holding a bag of an IV with high above his head.
Wherever we go.
That is amazing. This, and he was like, now which one of you is Naomi? You're like,
shut up.
Shut now. You're way too confused.
I'm assuming, look, as twins, we get it all the time. People are like,
we were just saying this on stage last night that, like, when people see us together, even though we're not dressed alike, even though when they see us and
two
we're
people that
47 years old,
they're like,
they treat us like we're like, in a stroller.
Oh my God.
You're so, can I hold one of you?
No.
You can't.
How old are you? 47
months?
No.
We're 47-year-old grown men.
You guys are so cute.
Do you live together?
No.
No.
We don't live together.
What do you think? We live in the fucking Keebler elf house?
No. Do they pull out matching outfits for you?
No.
They want us to be wearing matching
outfits. So, yeah, again, we understand that initial snap judgment of like, what?
Why is this? I don't understand.
Right.
This is too much for me to handle.
How could these two people love each other? You mean because they can?
Because
life is beautiful and anything's possible, bitch.
Thank you.
That's what I say.
Thank you.
Which would have been a better name for the movie, Life is Beautiful.
Life is Beautiful and anything's possible, bitch.
It's a possible bitch.
Look, I know it's a Holocaust movie, but I mean,
come on. Anything's possible, bitch. This guy was a clown through the whole fucking episode.
That's right. All right. Well, the world is getting dumber as we really contest, and we believe that the only way to fight back is through comedy. And our great fans send us these unbelievable stories that Dan breaks down. Daniel,
yep.
How you doing, buddy?
Good, my friends.
Let's jump into one because we have these lovely Andy and Naomi here. Let's do this.
Sent in by Joe Luttrell at The Gentleman Joe.
This guy sends in great stuff.
Dade City. Tampa from TampaBay.com.
So we're in Florida.
Match.
We're in Florida.
And they know it too. This is the first line of the article. The story starts, as many tend to do in Pasco County, with nudity.
Oh.
Out the gate, this person is sick of writing this. This is the same day the person writing this article gave their 2 weeks.
You know they wanted to start the article with here we go again.
Yep.
Here we go again, Tampa. We're back.
Yeah, remember
we had that
article a long time ago. Somebody just kept like being really mean. Like this idiot walked in. Like this dolt. I was like, you are done with this job.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three naked women were spotted Wednesday afternoon.
Oh, boy.
At the northbound Interstate 75 rest stop.
Which you know, if you see three naked women at a rest stop, you know what that means.
Make a wish.
Six more weeks of summer.
What?
No. Make a wish.
It means the flea market is still open.
Okay.
This was on northbound interstate.
By the way, I wonder if she calls her vagina the flea market.
Well,
she
now,
or all of them. She does now.
The rest stop area in Wesley Chapel, just south of State Road 54. Add that to the Dumb People Town.
Honey, kids, I know it's been a while since we've peed, but we're just going to pull into this rest stop really quickly. David, why can't we just drive all the way through? I want the kids to be able to pee. What's the worst thing that can happen?
Right. What unfolded next, according to the Florida Highway Patrol, was not just another bizarre tale of the Sunshine State. The women led troopers on an hour-long chase east across Pasco, drove the wrong way, tried to drive over a trooper,
yep.
and threatened another with a pink and purple metal baseball bat, that according to the Highway Patrol.
These women are out for keeps.
Oh, I don't give a shit.
Pink and purple.
Where mm-hmm. do they get the baseball bat from? Where were they storing
know.
It?
I don't know. Well, you'll find
but
out.
But maybe the baseball bat, do we know that it wasn't like...
For Breast Cancer Awareness Month? Because it is pink.
That is nice.
A dildo, is nice. A dildo for breast care.
That's a Susan G. Komen dildo.
Right. This Susan G. Komen sponsored this crime.
Okay, this is women going after cops and they're naked. Right. This is the...
Fully naked, with a bat.
Thank you. Reboot of Thelma and Louise.
I'm into it.
Thelma and Louise and Betty. It's like another woman in there.
The incident ended about 20 miles away in Dade County when troopers said they rammed the vehicle off the road in a school zone, stunned one of the women with a taser, and arrested all three.
How do we know that this isn't En Vogue? I mean, is that a question that no, we haven't
some,
seen
this
in a while?
This is some SWV shit.
SWV?
This is some
SWV. Sisters with voices and vaginas.
Sisters with violence.
Yeah. There
I'll
is.
Give you anything.
I get so weak in the knees,
I can hardly speak. I lose all control, and something comes over me.
Okay, DBK.
But meanwhile, like, that's what they're hearing as they're driving over a trooper.
I'll do anything you want me to do.
The incident ended 20 miles a month. The driver, identified as Oasis Shakira McLeod.
No way. No way. Why are you raising
I'm saying yes, bitch.
Go, girl.
That is an alias if I ever heard one.
So you're on board now.
It's not even a stripper name. That is
Oasis Shakira. Please welcome to the state.
Oasis.
You want me to
Shakira.
Say all this? Oasis Shakira McLeod. That's right, guys. But in the standby, we got Janiyah McLeod. And then after that, don't worry about Cecilia Unique Young coming up on the main stage after those two.
Cecilia Unique Young. Yes. Baby, yes. Baby, you are you. You are unique. There is no one else doing what you do
These are the people that you don't want to say you do you. Like, these are the people who are like, let's dial you back.
Right.
Like,
you know
an
what?
Inch.
Here, I'm going to describe something else. I want you to do that.
Oasis Shakira McLeod. McLeod sounds like a private detective.
Right. Uh-huh. Or like the, I keep thinking of Love Boat, so I'm thinking of like,
Gavin
are they the
McLeod.
Captain uh-huh. of like a large cruise line?
I'll read it straight up. The driver was identified as Oasis Shakira McLeod and the passengers as Janiyah McLeod and Cecilia, I think it's E-Unique. E-Unique? It's E-U. E-U-N-I-Q-U-E.
Unique.
That's unique. Yeah. Unique.
I was
unique.
Trying to give it some panache.
It was a unique
No, honey,
snap.
They got enough panache.
That's,
you know,
that's the fourth one.
Unique.
Panache.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Panache McLeod.
Oasis, Janiyah, and Cecilia, all three faced charges that include aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer, resisting arrest, fleeing to elude, and indecent exposure. The arrest report details Wednesday's events. Here we go.
How long did, because it was three women, how long do you think they let it go on further?
If it's three dudes, like they shut it down immediately.
You shoot them, you shoot the tires out on the car and you just...
Well, it all started when a rest stop custodian, I mean, that's not, you don't brag about that. That's,
no,
it's a rough
no.
jet.
That, you're in between life.
Dan, that's where it goes at your old bit. Like, what are you doing these days? Oh, yeah. Right now?
Right now.
Right now?
Yeah, the little right now qualifier.
Anytime right now, you start out with right now,
I don't like what I'm doing right now.
But I got big plans.
It started when a rest stop custodian called the Highway Patrol. Also, aren't you just doing like community service?
Yeah.
That's a rest stop.
Yeah.
Rest stop custodian, in my mind.
It's not a job, it's a sentence.
The rest stop custodian has a broom. And he's shooing people away from the glory hole like they're cats.
That's right.
Get out of here.
Well, the rest stop custodian called the Highway Patrol at 9:54 a.m. He said he saw, quote, all three of them standing in the nude putting on suntan lotion.
Oh, baby.
Okay.
There's no resting at this stop.
Lotion, not screen.
No, lotion. What they want is to bake. The plan was to fully bake.
Copper tone babies. Copper tone
foil. Like baby oil.
Just hot oil.
What?
A trooper arrived at 10:24 a.m. That's a half hour.
Mm-hmm.
And
like, it's not an emergency.
and saw the naked women from the rest stop parking lot. They started dressing when they saw the trooper. Mm-hmm. Stay right there. Mm-hmm. Jeniyah McLeod told the trooper, not the cop. She told him, hey, stay, I need you to stay right there. Yeah. Officer, do not get out of your car.
No. Here's what you're going to do. I'm going to tell you what you're going to do.
Right. Right.
This is a girl with a lot. I mean, again, you said this from the beginning, a lot of confidence.
Oasis McLeod told the trooper they were, quote, air drying after washing up. The trooper saw they had a case of water and a bottle of soap. Oasis McLeod said they had left Cecilia Young's father's house in Lutz mm-hmm. after an altercation and spent the night in the rest stop because mm-hmm. they had nowhere else to
go. Okay, there you go.
I'm sympathetic now I'm on to their all side. That. But you don't need to take a parking lot shower.
No.
You also don't air dry. That's right. You're damp. Gotta be damp.
You just be damp. Clothes can air dry.
Everyone's damp in Florida.
Thank you.
That's who you are all the time. You're damp.
Florida is damp.
The women gave the trooper their names and dates of birth, but ignored the trooper's commands to stay put. So they're like, how about we compromise? We'll answer your questions while we drive away.
Yeah.
Quote.
October 27th. I can't hear you anymore because you're
behind. November 27th.
This is a quote.
1989.
This is a quote from Jeniyah McLeod. We need you to leave. We need you to walk away. Leave.
This is she says to the cops.
This is an SWV
like she's
song.
She's Billy Bob Thornton in Fargo, where she's like, "You're gonna want to walk away from what you've done right here,
walk
officer."
Walk away.
Yeah. We need you to leave. We need you to walk away.
Go.
Leave.
Bye.
Leave.
I can't believe she didn't say bye.
Yeah, it is. That they are an R&B group.
She didn't say bye,
Felicia. We need you to leave.
Leave.
We need you to walk away. She told the trooper they, quote, were going to walk away. So, okay, we're going to walk away.
Okay, now
the trooper told them to stop. No, we're not, one of them said. All three women ran around the trooper, jumped into a, and I love it, 2009 Nissan Sentra
with a
New York license plate.
There you go.
Oasis McLeod was the driver as the car sped off, forcing a pedestrian to jump out of the road as they sped out of the rest stop.
Was Yakety Sax playing while this happened?
100%.
Meanwhile, I bet that person didn't have to really jump out of the way. But they did it just because
they're probably like way away from the car, but then the car whizzed by them, and they're like, whoa!
Like, after it's by them, then they jump.
And then they show up at where the news crew is and be like, I don't know if you want to talk to me or not, but I almost got hit. I don't know if you want to talk to me,
jump
or I almost
out
got
of the road.
I'm minding my own business, and these three naked women almost run me over. You were nowhere near the road. I was going to go towards the road. If I was near the road, why did I jump?
I don't know. We don't know why.
Was it their Nissan Sentra?
They got on northbound Interstate 75 and headed for State Route 52. The trooper started speeding after them.
By the way, a Nissan Sentra can only go about 58 miles an hour.
Also, finding this out now, the trooper started speeding after them, but her superiors called her off because the circumstances did not meet Highway Patrol's pursuit policy. What do you need it to mean?
Four naked women.
We needed panache.
A driver on I-75 called 911 and followed the Nissan. So now another person.
It's not out of their jurisdiction, Dan.
Called 911. It's like, I'm on them.
I got it, guys.
Citizen's arrest. I see booty and I'm going after it.
Followed the Nissan to SR-52 to San Antonio, Florida. Another trooper found the Nissan, reported seeing it drive the wrong way, then head east on SR-52.
By the way, they were driving the wrong way on the interstate. Anytime you're in a state, and the name of the city in the state you're in is not the recognizable one that you
like
know.
Like Mexico, Missouri, or Lebanon, Missouri. No.
No, it's a bad place.
San Antonio, Florida.
Not a good place.
Hollywood, Florida. Not a good place.
No.
A trooper managed. Now, this is the part where I'm like, I didn't know that we've upgraded to this this is like some Batman shit.
Mm-hmm.
So another trooper catches up with them going the wrong way, I guess, and then getting off on another interstate. This is where they say a trooper managed to fire a GPS tracker onto the fleeing Nissan.
What?
Which
what?
Officials said allowed them to track them and back off on the pursuit.
Right.
They shot a magnetic okay. GPS tracker onto a car.
Like The Incredibles.
Does Liam Neeson work in San Antonio, I know. Florida?
He's got because a serious set of skills.
I didn't think they would have that technology.
That's we're up to
do you
it.
Know what I mean?
I know. No one told us. No one told us that you could shoot GPS trackers on
I'm
the
just
moving
gonna shoot
car.
This all three of them were his daughters, and they have been taken.
Did a friend of his get beat up there?
Oh, and then he's coming. Yeah, he's coming. Liam Neeson, yeah, you know he sure. has. He's yeah. working through things.
Liam Neeson's.
I need you to deputize me. Highway Patrol.
I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm ready. Highway Patrol dispatchers in Tampa started
what
tracking
does...
the car and radioing the position to troopers. So now you can literally just, it's like Alfred. Like,
why isn't that standard, by the way, in all police
just,
chases?
Like, even in LA, just shoot them with a GPS and be like, all right, we'll see you later. We'll see you later. Like we,
there should be no
remove,
car chase ever again.
You can
again.
Remove yeah. so much yeah. of like danger
You'll
to the public.
Stop somewhere and then we'll get you.
Right.
Yeah. Like, all right. Well, okay. we'll see you in a bit.
See you in a bit.
The Nissan pulled into a gas station on SR-52 in Curly Road, and one of the women jumped out of the back seat and ran inside.
Well, what I would do is I would shoot it with the GPS, mm-hmm. and then I would have the cop pull off on the side of the road, get out of the car, and shake his fist
yeah,
at
like,
you know.
It's over. Like, it's over. Yeah.
And then the person feels
it's
like,
the hidden ball trick that they pulled
it
off
is
in
the
that
hidden
softball
ball
game. The girl who, like, turned and, like, faked like she threw to second base, mm-hmm. and then they all dove like it went all the way out into center field, and the other girl started running. And then she ran over and tagged her because she didn't throw it.
Brilliant.
That's what
I
they
love
should
that.
Do.
Can that? You can do that.
You can do
you
that.
Can totally do.
If
that.
You can trick them. You can do it.
You can see Rookie of the Year. Pretty sure they do it in Rookie of the Year.
Okay.
Two troopers jumped out of their cruiser and ordered the Nissan to stop. New sentence. It drove off.
Excuse me.
So, but I think they left someone.
Leave.
I think they left one of the girls at that gas station. One trooper drove off after it while the other ran after the fleeing woman. So now we've split up. We've lost one of our
I think
three.
It's unique. I think we lost unique.
We did lose.
I think she the one who was like, okay, I can't even stay in this car.
We lost our uniqueness.
The trooper tussled with the woman.
No.
Which does not seem...
Ooh.
Like,
you about to get hit.
That doesn't even seem like the right jargon.
She about
She's
to
all
hit
greased
you.
Up.
She is greased
Ooh,
up.
Ooh, they say who it was. It was...
Please tell me it was
unique.
Please, unique.
You know, unique. New York.
Okay, here we go. They just gave the last name, so I wanted to confirm that it was which one it was.
Just
Where
give
was
it? I'll
it? Now I've totally... Okay, here we go. Ready? The trooper tussled with the woman. It was Cecilia Unique.
Yeah!
Who kicked... And scratched at him.
Of course.
And just as he got lightly. Her on the ground, he looked up to see the Nissan driving right at him.
Oh my God.
They came back. They came back for her.
Oh,
they're not leaving
okay.
anybody behind.
This is like naked Home Alone.
He jumped,
this is Saving Private Ryan.
He
saving,
jumped out of the
saving
way.
Saving Ryan's privates.
He jumped out of the way, then said Jenny Aya McLeod got out of the car and threatened him with a metal bat.
Oh, my
Seeing
God.
One trooper in danger, the other trooper used his cruiser to ram the back of the Nissan.
Oh, my what? God. This is like Malachi Crunch stuff.
All the women then got back in the Nissan and drove off again.
What?
You
they
lost
are not being stopped.
These women are like,
leave.
You will
leave.
Not
All
leave.
They wanted to do, let's not forget, is air dry.
Air dry.
That's all they wanted
but,
to do.
Is that
but
a crime?
Also, though, it was because they got into a fight with one of their dads.
Yes.
And now I'm seeing how that started.
That's
do you know
right.
what I mean? Like,
yes.
I'm like, yeah,
now
you
we know
whose
fault that was.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Go. He's yeah. like, go. And they're like, we will.
We will.
The women all got on the Nissan, drove off again. It fled east on SR-52, but ran over a tire deflation device being placed on the road by the Dade City police officers, blowing
right.
out the right side tires.
That's what's going to happen.
The pursuit finally ended when the Nissan entered an active school zone. I mean,
oh,
we're, this
God.
Is like Die Hard 2. Outside Pasco High School, Thanks. Trooper said, while students were crossing SR-52,
no.
one of the pursuing troopers... was authorized to use the PIP maneuver, which actually does stand for something. Does anybody know what PIP stands for?
No.
I just said
yeah.
Pursuit Intervention Technique.
Okay, well, you can knock it on
yep,
the back.
And use the
then
front
it
end of his cruiser to knock the Nissan end. Off the road.
Should we take a break before we...
Yes, let's do it, because now they're going to finally engage with these women.
I love okay. it. Okay, let's yeah. take a break, and we're going to find out what the police do right after it. We've got Naomi and Andy from the great podcast Couples Therapy with us. We'll be right back with more Dumb People Town right after this.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
All right, welcome back to Dumb People Town. People can get your podcast anywhere and everywhere. Is that correct?
on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast from.
That's where we get mine. And what kind of stuff do you guys talk about? Stand-ups and just couples of any sort on the podcast?
Yeah, I think the main thing, we have a live show where we have stand-ups who are close to sets together about their relationship.
Wow, that's great.
And then we cut those up and plop them on, and then Naomi and I talk in between about our love.
Yeah, and then sometimes we'll have guests, like people call in and ask us relationship questions,
because,
you know, we've been to therapy, so that counts.
Yes, that,
you guys are official therapists.
You know, licensed, fully licensed, and so we will answer your questions. I like to just pretend I'm Oprah in a situation. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, I have the answer. So you will do what I say.
You've given lots of cars away, is what you're saying. How did you guys meet each other? In the world
of comedy?
Yeah.
You know.
We were in a show together at UCB and then, a decade ago.
Where else do you meet a sweet Jewish boy?
UCB
theater, girl.
It's in comedy.
And were in New York.
That was in New York.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you guys, because
I remember
just like,
when you had just come out here.
Yeah.
I think we did a show like as you were moving out here.
Yeah.
Over at Dynasty Typewriter. Right?
Yep.
So good.
But yeah, that's awesome. Well, you guys are here now, all right?
Yes,
you're
we all live
fully
here,
out
now.
Here now. Okay.
Okay. Couples Therapy. I want everyone to go and listen to it, check it out, and then subscribe to it because these guys are awesome. Dan, let's figure out what the hell is going on.
All right, they engage.
So they pit maneuver it off the old Santa Road.
In front of a high school.
Yeah, just off the Pasco High School.
I'm going to take my Sentra to the old Santa Road.
The women refused to leave the Nissan and instead locked arms as though they are protesting a tree being cut down.
Here we go. Can't nobody tell me nothing. Yeah.
A trooper used a taser to stun one of them, but I hope that it connected to
the middle one to bring them all down.
Yeah,
they are oiled, so this could work.
The driver, Oasis, then surrendered. The women all invoked their rights to not speak to troopers.
Smart move. Great, good.
Oasis agreed to perform field sobriety tests.
I thought you were going to say agreed to perform fellatio on all the officers,
including the kids in the crosswalk.
Immediately, charges were dropped.
Trooper said they discovered marijuana in her car.
Oh.
Jenny Aya said it was hers, according to, so now they're getting to a Spartacus situation.
By the way,
marijuana
does not cause you to do this.
No.
No, not at all.
Marijuana is the thing that would cause everyone to de-escalate.
This is what I love,
or think that's a funny idea and then not have enough energy.
This is what I love, though. Troopers discover marijuana. It's Oasis's car. They discover marijuana in the car. Jenny Aya McLeod said that it was hers, according to the arrest report, adding, quote, "I bought it from a white guy named Bubba."
Yeah.
Well, good. That's good. Blame the white guy. And you know what, Dan? I would argue that if you opened any 2009 Nissan Sentra
you'd find marijuana.
For sure.
A white guy named Bubba.
How many white guys named Bubba live in Florida?
That's why you see
so
that
many. Thousands. Do you know what I'm saying? It's literally like
Bubba the Love Sponge. Isn't that guy?
Yeah.
That guy?
Yeah. I just imagine some Bubba guy being like, come on.
Again.
Oh, I know.
My God. Please.
Also, then they had the troopers added that she was sarcastic during her interview,
which I love.
No shit.
Yeah. Okay.
You mean the people who tried to run you over and hit you with a baseball bat?
Right. Who were like, don't come closer. I'm air drying.
Air
drying.
They were arrested about 11 a.m., taken into Advent Health Dade Hospital to be checked out, then booked into the Pasco County Jail. Some troopers sustained minor injuries, the agency said. Though Pasco has been dubbed the nudist capital of the world, did not know that.
Okay, that changes the game.
Yeah.
The arrest reports do not indicate that the women are linked to
any nudist
clothing optional community.
What's just in the air?
Yeah. I think they should call themselves Centras with Voices.
Yeah, there you go.
SWV.
Except, wait, at what point do they get clothed?
No, never.
You see what I'm saying? Like, they get taken to the hospital, they still naked?
No, they got dressed in the initial run up to the. They saw the cops and they started.
And they quickly
putting their
put stuff on.
I don't know.
I imagine.
I thought they said they put their clothes on.
Oh,
quickly.
It did.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Oasis.
Well, exactly. I thought they start to dress. Then there's the chase.
Right.
Honestly,
isn't it tough to drive with your breasts in the way?
I don't know.
Oh, there's only one person who can answer that. Jason.
Me.
I mean, look, they're always
put
in the
on
way.
Some weight.
They're always in the way, no matter what you do.
Breasts
you learn to work
in the
around
hard,
them.
I think it's what hard to
Chainz,
run.
2 Chainz said, 2 Chainz said, money's in the way. And all women are like,
breasts are in the way.
I'm sorry. Yes. Breasts are in the way.
Money in the way.
So Pasco's the nudist capital of the world. Let's take that, at least, from this story. Oasis McLeod faces felony charges of aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer.
She's my safe place, by the way.
Aggravated resisting an officer with violence. Fleeing and eluding a possession of more than 20 grams of marijuana and misdemeanor charge of DUI. I'm going to ask you guys right now. We will get out of here on this. I believe there is a certain time of year when all three of these women are the exact same age.
Okay, so guess
because there's
the
only
age.
Two of them are the same age and one of them is a year apart. So there might be a time when all three of them are the exact same age.
So let's guess it.
How old do you think these three women are? Give me the one number that you think they all are. You are a guest. You can go first, Tig, third, or fourth.
Tig.
All right. I'm going to go Tig. Okay, so Jay, go ahead.
I'll go first.
Yeah.
I think they're 34.
34 years old.
What do you guys think? You guys can both.
Old enough to know better, young enough
well,
to
look,
still
we're
off.
Looking at each other with
I
our
know,
eyes
you're
and making
deeply.
A decision.
I know.
Love this.
And then Andy will state our choice.
Oh, okay. You guys are together. Okay.
It's almost like a court decision.
Do you want to try to say the number together?
Sure.
27.
Nice. Okay. Jay, what'd you say?
I said 34. It. They're Saturday.
27. I'm going to say, yeah, dude, that is a really good call. 27 is like you still, I say 24.
24?
24.
24. 27, 34.
All right, Townies, we're going to leave you here. Thank you for joining us on another Friday episode. Thank you to our guests.
Yep. Go
go check out Couples Therapy.
Couples Therapy and check it out. Thank you, Andy. Thank you, Naomi.
All right.
Friends.
Oasis Shakira McLeod, Jenny Aya McLeod, and Cecilia
Unique
Young.
She's unique, man.
Are 19 years old.
Jeez! Oh,
you guys are the closest. That was beautiful.
Yeah, some
nice
hubris
work.
Right there. Okay,
nice
we did
work.
It. We did it. We nice did it. Guys, that was fantastic. Thank you, Andy. Thank you, Naomi. And oh shit, we gotta get back to work.
Dum 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 dum. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Star Bands Avenue, a podcast network.